The opinions expressed on this edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of Daryl Sewing of Pensacola.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. It's Monday morning, and I am speaking with James McKnight of Daryl's Sewing. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Ruthie, and good morning to the Pensacola listening area.
Yes, we are happy to see you guys. Well, hear you guys. You hear us, and it's Monday. And
I see the audience through the microphone.
That's right. That's right. You don't know this, but we can see you guys driving around. No, just kidding.
Big Brother's watching.
We are excited to be here this morning and speaking all about sewing, and the sewing community here in Pensacola is a thriving community. I'm lucky to get to be part of it. And James, you see it in and out. And I just want to remind everyone who maybe is tuning in for the first time that you've been on before to talk a little bit about Daryl Sewing.
So in our previous episodes, I've been talking the overall structure of the business. We're kind of like a car dealership exclusively for sewing machines. But not only do we just sell sewing machines, we sell embroidery machines, we sell sergers, we sell notions to help with your projects, including needles, threads, fabrics, stabilizers, and even better today now, the sewing furniture that you can get with your sewing machine too.
So tell me about that. What does that include? Like furniture for your sewing machine. What does that mean?
So let's first picture this. You've just got your first sewing machine. Either it was a hand-me-down from your grandmother, or it was a present from your mother or from a friend or a family member. It's not exactly easy sewing on your dining room table night after night. It's not exactly the most comfortable height to sit at. Comfortable to eat, not comfortable to sew, because you have a tendency to kind of hunch over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's true. So a dining room table is not the right height necessarily for a sewing machine. Oh, good to know.
Yeah, you want it to be closer to around chest level when you want to sew. This way your shoulders are more relaxed, your arms are more down so that you can sew more properly and you can see your project better. So we have cabinets to fit all sewing machines of make and size and at different heights too, because we know that not everyone is 5'9 or 5'10. Though I'm pretty sure some of us would like to be 5'9 or 5'10.
Right, right.
So we have cabinets by Koala, which are highly customizable, starting at $3,000 to fit however height you need, how much storage space you need. They even come with a special drawer to hold your embroidery module, too. That's pretty nice. And so we have more affordable options from Era, Kangaroo, and also TaylorMade. One of the good things about those is they come to us pretty much 99% pre-built. So all you have to do as the customer is lug it home and pop on the casters and haul away the box.
Oh, okay. So then there's very little, there's no IKEA assembly required for
some of those.
No, we
take the IKEA out of the equation too.
I like that. And so when you say, like the cabinet, how tall is that? Like what kind of space are we talking in someone's home?
Well, we have cabinets starting at portable and travel size where they actually fold up and have wheels attached to them. So you're just hauling along the table space. So your average put together picnic table for the, you know, family gatherings and the church services. And then you have bigger cabinets, which are like modular. We have modular cabinets. So especially if you want to fit into a corner, we have those kind of cabinets, or we have large cabinets that spread out to be almost 10 feet in length and can have extra leaves. So if you're a quilter, you have that nice support to hold up your project so it's not falling all over the edge, because any quilter who's made a quilt before has had that one time where they're struggling to keep their quilt on the table because the weight of the quilt is making it fall off the table. That's happened to me more than once on my projects. Not fun.
Okay, so it could be as big as you want it to be.
Yes.
So your project is staying contained on your workspace. Or you said as small. So the smaller ones are still like that kind of picnic table sized.
Yeah.
Okay, so are the people that that you guys work with or your awesome best customers at Daryl Sewing, they have like dedicated space in their homes, like maybe a craft room, that type of thing?
And sometimes what they'll do is, especially we get a lot of people who, no, this is they got a new sewing machine or they moved into a new place and they're trying to get a layout of how big their room is. And one of the good thing is we have plenty of floor model sewing cabinets with nothing on them, just the cabinets themselves. This way you can kind of see how big it is. And we'll even go the extra mile of helping you take measurements and say, yeah, this will work for this space. Or we might want to talk about modular cabinets because sometimes you might just need a modular so that your sewing machine can sit in the corner and then maybe have a couple extra storage cases to hold all your threads and your notions. Then be more on the side, but they also can come on rollers too. So we've got pretty much anything that you need for your little space to the large spaces. So if you're taking up if you're taking the dining room for yourself, we got cabinets to help with that. Though, if you are living in a broom closet, there might not be as much options.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I appreciate what you said because I know sometimes my projects tend to take over the dining room table, and it would be great if they were contained, not just, you know, so we can also use that to eat.
Like exactly.
What it's there for. But now what you're mentioning, like the ergonomics of the setup is important. I can imagine that if you're sitting at a table that's not designed for the work you're doing, that can become uncomfortable at best and possibly over time really just kind of cause some problems. Like we all know with our computers, things
yes.
like that. So same thing with a sewing project.
And so we actually have cabinets for the seamstresses that prefer to sew and serge with their serger. So we have cabinets that not only store the serger on the side, but also as a pull-out cabinet on its own, you can set your serger up so that you can easily just swing 90 degrees left, surge, swing 90 degrees back right, and you're off sewing and finishing off your project. So that's a good way to, that's a good cabinet option if you're not exactly a quilter or embroiderer, but you also, you're like, I sew and I serge. I make dresses and gowns and clothes and all that.
Wow. All right. And so that you can create this, your own little, like you said, modular.
Basically your workstation
right there in your own house. I love that you have the floor models available. So if someone's thinking, okay, I have this space, I'm not really sure if I can make it work, maybe they could come in, get some measurements, and then come in and mm-hmm. talk to you guys at Daryl Sewing and see what would be the best option for what I'm working with here.
Yes, and one of the neat things that has gone away from the older sewing machine cabinets, a lot of our customers who've had the older sewing machine cabinets from like the 80s and prior, they used to flip down inside the cabinet. Well, the good news and bad news is that has gone away. If you're, it is sad to hear that's gone away, but the good news is that means our cabinets, they go down more like an elevator, so they store more easily. It's less stress on the cabinet. And if you lose your sewing machine, you don't lose a sewing machine and a cabinet, because a lot of those times, those sewing machine cabinets were meant only for that brand of sewing machine.
Oh, okay. So there's a little bit more versatility here when it comes to keeping things repaired or replacing parts and pieces.
Yes.
Very good. I'm like planning out in my head because this sounds like a great place to stop by for a lot of different things. I'm thinking about the holidays. Like, we got holidays coming up.
Speaking of which, I actually brought in a little cool little bundle deal that we're kind of doing to kind of promote some of the products that we have. You know, for anyone who's like, I have no idea what a sewing needle is, but I know I need something for that seamstress in my life. Well, Ruthie, you have there in your hands the little bundle that we're doing for... If you buy the bag, the little tote bag that says, what does it say?
Sew it yourself with all these spools of thread, colorful thread. This is a great canvas bag. Like, this is a good size.
Nice, good size. And it can hold all your sewing supplies, too. And if you buy the tote bag, the little tote bag, you also get a little pair of socks that's sewing notion theme with a little sewing machine, threads, and scissors. Though, this is limited supply only, so it's going to be here until it's gone, and once it's gone, Like the dodo, it goes extinct.
So come soon, because this is, if y'all are like me, like reusable shopping bags are life. And this is a good size one. It's colorful. It's really, really cute. And it says make, do, and mend.
Exactly. And it says ISO, but also you can do it yourself as well.
Yeah, sew it yourself. I love that. Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, I've got a grandmother, I've got an auntie, my mom likes to sew. There's plenty of people that I could think of right off the bat. And who doesn't want cute socks? Like, it's going to be Christmas. You got to have something to open your presents in.
Hey, I have a pair of ninja-themed socks. I love them myself. I've got to have nice socks, too.
I love that.
And if you're ever coming in for that seamstress or seamster in your life, and you're like, I want to give them something, but I'm not really sure. Well, if you're like, the tote bag is a good way to start, but I also want to get supplies that they need, we'll be more than happy to help you. If we overwhelm you with all the different notions that you can get, we're more than happy to sell you just a simple gift card. Load it up as you know, for like, you can load it up with, hey, $95 so that they can get their service on their sewing machine. Or you can load it up with, say, hey, go nuts. Buy whatever you need to help yourself sew. But we can also say, hey, we might actually know who you're talking about. And we'll say, hey, if they're an embroider, we'll some packs of stabilizers, maybe an assortment of embroidery thread. Or maybe if you know that they need a certain presser foot for either their Bernina, their Baby Lock, or their Juki, the brands that we sell, we'll be more than happy to say, hey, I think they need this foot. This foot will make them happy.
I bet they would be so happy coming in to speak with people who know what they're talking about, because it really is, it's kind of its own language sometimes. And you're like,
if you're shopping for a biker, dude, you go to a biker shop and you let them do, like, you know what the biker needs.
That's right. That's exactly right. I want to remind everyone, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. speaking with James McKnight of Daryl's Sewing, which is right here in Pensacola. Been around. We talked last time. It's over like 50 years now?
Yep, since 1950. It started with a guy named Daryl Slaughter. Unfortunately, he did pass away several years prior, but then it translated to Bob Gray's business, and then we were able to nicely convince him that it was a good time to retire, and Susan took over, and the business has since blossomed, because not only do we have Bernina, which is our favorite brand personally, but we also sell Baby Lock, wonderful embroidery machines. And if you're a quilter like myself, but you also just want, you want a heavy trucker sewing machine, Juki is also the way to go.
So awesome that we have this right here in our community. The years of experience and the passion behind the projects. I know last time you were here, James, we were talking about you yourself included on this awesome team of people who are in the craft. Like, there, we've got sewers, we've got quilters, we've got people who help educate, and you know, this isn't something you come pre-programmed knowing how to do. You learn this over time.
That is true. And so I'm happy to say that I love quilting. I've got like two or three projects that I'm ready to get started with. But one of my personal favorite projects that I did was, and this is where I love saying, sewing is a great skill, because not only can you fix stuff, but you can also make great homemade gifts, because that's what people still love nowadays. In 2020, we like to shop on Amazon, but we still love receiving those homemade gifts. So one of the best gifts I ever made was for my girlfriend. I made her a cat-themed quilt with all these vintage cat-themed fabrics, and I even used a Bernina to help spell out a little special message for her at the end of, at the bottom of the quilt. And so whenever she folds it up, that quote, that little quote is there at the bottom, and it says, "Sweet dreams, snuggle bunny, love, honey bear."
Oh, oh my gosh. Yeah, who doesn't want that as a gift? That is so awesome, James. And so you came into this world, into the sewing and quilting and crafting world. How did you get into this?
Well, I was actually more interested on the bang on the machines to get them to work again aspect of it.
Also important.
Exactly. So I was more interested on how sewing machines operated, and I also wanted to help our customers, because I wanted to be the tech that everyone went to for whenever they needed help. So I first got into just repairing sewing machines, and then I expanded on learning how to sew basics, and then learning how to quilt. And that's where I like to say I'm a quilting tech. I love to quilt, and I love to be a tech. So more than happy to talk a long time about just how sewing machines work and how they operate. But I also like to talk about how you yourself can have a prime opportunity to turn your passion, your hobby, into a money-making opportunity.
Ooh, I know some people that perked up at that.
Exactly. So we sell what are called multi-needles. These are large embroidery-only sewing machines with multiple needles on there. So there's less color changes that you have to actually rethread yourself. And it's an investment. If you make this multi-thousand-dollar investment over time, eventually by doing the custom embroidery designs yourself, or if you like offer a suite of what you'll do, you'll easily see returns with pretty soon. And we've actually had people once or twice who bought a multi-needle sewing machine have actually were able to use the money they've made to help pay off their sewing machine.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. So you're making that upfront investment, but because, like you said, you're saving all that time changing out. So if, you know, if you're sewing one needle at a time, then that's one color at a time, one thread at a time.
And even a, like, six or seven color change project can take, like, at least an hour or two. But for a multi-needle that has six or ten needles, pops it out in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Even cuts the thread when you're done, pulls it away so it looks all nice and neat when you're done.
So this is maybe how some people are just blowing up on Etsy and able to produce, like,
exactly,
just one person.
Yes.
But you can keep putting projects out. And now I'm thinking about, again, about the holidays. Like, what a perfect time.
Embroidered socks.
To make that investment, yes. And then even I was speaking with my fiance's grandmother over the weekend, and she's talking about her needlepoint that she does for the grandbabies. And I think she's getting to the point where she's like, this is the last one with this particular style of project. But boy, something like this, and she could be just whipping them out all year long. Oh, it's Easter. Okay, got something for that. Oh, now it's birthday, and here's a cute little something.
And to help with to make that initial investment for a multi-needle sewing machine, we're actually one of the few places still around in 2020 that'll do a 90-day layaway plan with you. Or we have everyday financing, which means we have 12 and I believe either 16 or 24 months that we're usually about 12 months every day financing to help you make that investment, because it's not always easy to go to the bank and say, hey, I need, you know, $10,000 for a multi-needle machine to do business. Some banks will kind of look at you and say that again.
Right. Explain that one more time.
But we work with Synchrony Bank. So if you've ever done Rooms to Go or basically Rooms to Go and some other larger purchase places, they'll do Synchrony Bank. So we work with them as well to help, you know, with that everyday financing. And usually if you call, we'll tell you if we have a financing event going on in the
Florida's early in-person voting period historically benefits Democrats, as the party usually sees more of its registered voters.
Yeah, did I speak too soon?
Sorry, go right ahead.
It's quite all right. Hey, so at least you know it's live radio, folks. 92.3.
So Synchrony Bank is the one that works with Daryl Sewing to provide these finance options. And you said sometimes you do events?
Well, we'll have like financing events where it's like for like 3 or 5 days only, you can get like 36. And you can catch this once a year, folks. You can catch the elusive 60 months.
Ooh, 60 months. And so I am assuming that there's some benefit to this. Is this interest-free financing?
Yes, it is. Awesome. Interest-free financing to you. And usually the 12 months is, if you're going for like a mid-sized sewing machine, the 12 months is usually the best way to go. But sometimes if we have those financing events going on, if your purchase meets the minimum for it, we'll be more than happy to talk about financing options for you. So at the end of the day, we don't want to just sell you a sewing machine and take money out of your pocket. We want to help you get the best sewing machine for you.
And so what if someone is very, very new and just thinking about making their first purchase?
Well, the good news is we just got some, I don't like the term lower end, but entry level sewing machines within the couple $100 price range, starting at $299, going all the way up to $500. These are good ways to start. They're more mechanical for some of the more entry machines, but it's a good way to see, you know, this is how a stitch is adjusted, and it's a good way to start, you know, get an idea of if you want to mend, if you want to sew, if you want to do embroidery. And then one of the cool things that's with us is if you got like that $300, $400, $500 sewing machine and you're like, you know what, I need to go bigger, I need to go better. Well, if you come with us within 6 months of your first initial purchase, and you say, I want that nice $3,000 sewing machine, we'll be happy to split the difference with you. So all that money is not lost in your initial investment to learn how to sew or get a new sewing machine. It's a continuation of that investment.
That really is pretty remarkable. So how's it looking? Are there people, are you getting new people coming in, people
all
interested?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. We get people all the time coming and say, hey, I'm new to sewing, but it seems interesting and fun. Or we've got people who said, I've been sewing since I was able to walk, and my old 50-year-old sewing machine has finally kicked the bucket.
Oh, yeah, might be so time to move on. So especially those folks, like if you've been sewing all along, you're probably not giving it up anytime soon. There is so much joy and satisfaction that comes from those projects.
Exactly. If you're making something as simple as a little apron, or if you're making something as complex as a christening gown or a king-size quilt, we've got the sewing machines to do the job and to meet the price point that you want. Now is actually a good time to be coming in to get Baby Locks, because we got plenty of those machines, and if we don't have it in stock, we can easily get them too in most cases.
Gotcha. All right. So even if you come in to Daryl Sewing, check it out, and maybe they don't have it right there on the floor immediately, doesn't mean you can't get it.
Exactly. So that's one of the good things is if you put some money down and you say, yes, I want this sewing machine, we'll order it for you almost within that hour. And usually, weather permitting, it usually comes within a week.
Yeah, right. We I guess we have to say weather permitting now for everything. We were talking a little bit in the break about
weather permitting, COVID permitting apparently now. Right. That's the new thing.
That's just like almost the new given. And so what's your next project, James? What do you have happening next?
Well, personally myself, I got these three pieces of panel fabrics. They're kind of Arctic themed. One's got a Arctic wolf, a polar bear, and a white owl on it. And what I'm going to – they're not – quite big pieces of fabric, but they're large enough where I'm thinking I can at least make a little lap quilt. So if it's a little chilly in the house, or it gets closer to fall and winter, I want to be outside, I can have this nice little winter themed lap quilt that I can rest and stay warm with.
Oh, I like that. I like to keep those little ones in my car, like when it's cold in the morning, you know, when we get to like February or that 6 weeks that we have here of winter.
Yeah, where it's like it's 60 degrees at 7, 80 degrees at noon, and then it's somehow a hurricane at 5 o'clock.
That's right. I feel like that's this week. Although, knock on wood, we're not bringing that here. We're just
this is a no-hurricane zone. This is officially a no-hurricane zone.
That's right. What we say, I want to unsubscribe to the Hurricane of the Month Club.
Yeah, we're all the way up to Zeta now. Whoa.
What do we do? We can't have anything after this. Like, please just don't let it happen. So you've got this cool Arctic themed fabric. You're thinking about a smaller lap quilt, and I just want to remind everyone, I let them have a chance to know if they have questions about their project or are kind of thinking, what's the right next step for me? I want to level up my game. Like you said, you could start making some money. They can come see you guys at Daryl's Sewing, which is on Davis Highway.
And we can even write you a quote for your intended purchase. This way you can kind of get an idea what the deal is, what the bundle is, and you can kind of mull over it for a couple of days before you make your final decision.
Very good. And that, will you give that location, James?
Yes. It's 6705 North Davis Highway. And also, before we go, I wanted to let everyone know, if you come in with a pair of scissors and say, hey, I heard James on 92.3 or 1620, I will be happy to sharpen your pair of scissors for free.
Oh, that's so good. And so with these scissor sharpenings, do they need to make an appointment or they just stop by?
You stop by, we do it while you wait, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.